Morning Air continues now with a look at Sunday's Gospel reading. With us, as usual, Bishop Daniel Muggenberg from the Archdiocese of Seattle, looking at a very meaty passage from Luke 4, 1 through 13, although doing without meat and a whole lot more, including chocolate or alcohol, our Lord in the desert, as we find him at this particular reading. A very appropriate reading for the first Sunday in Lent.
Yes, it is. As Jesus went to the desert for 40 days, so we're preparing now through our experience of Lent in these 40 days for the celebration of our Lord's death and resurrection. That number 40 is really a very deeply symbolic number, especially in the Old Testament, but also the New Testament. You know, we might remember that Jesus spent 40 days with his disciples after the resurrection before he ascended into heaven. And so the number 40 tells us that this is a time of preparation. And part of that preparation is our Lord identifying and overcoming the reality of temptation.
Well, this falls in the story, Bishop Muggenberg, as kind of a test for him to pass at the beginning of a lot of ministry.
Yes, it is. But we don't want to look at it as a test that he passes and then he's done with. But rather, we understand that this is going to be an ongoing challenge. Jesus is showing us how to persevere and overcome these challenges. But indeed, we're going to continue to face these challenges every day of our lives. You know, the desert in the Old Testament was a place of wildness, a place where evil kind of roamed freely. And yet the desert was also a place of intense preparation, where people came to confront their own limitations, to acknowledge their dependence upon God, and in that, to experience God's providential care and love for them, something that they could entrust themselves to. And so Jesus experiences all of those dynamics of preparation, purification in these 40 days.
Well, very accurately mentioning that it's not just the one-time test to be passed, but it will continue. But is that something that we can maybe be prepared for if we're called to do something new and greater in the spiritual world, that there might be a little test to see if we can overcome that?
I think that we face those kinds of tests every day. And we face it in a variety of ways, just as Jesus did in this passage. One of the first ways that we face it is by the fundamental question of who is the master of our lives, you know, or is it God, or do we try to make ourselves like God? And that's really what that first temptation is about. Is Jesus going to live a life that's based on feeding his momentary appetites? Or is he going to live a life that's committed in fidelity to the Father and in relationship with the Father? So he is always living as a faithful son of a loving Father. You know, that's what guides our Lord through these temptations, is his identity, his relationship, and being secure in that. And not being distracted, not taking his eyes off of who the Father is for him and who he is to the Father as the Son.
Now, we as humans know our weaknesses usually. Sometimes we don't and need to be reminded of those. But when we think of temptation, to what degree does Satan, does the tempter know what our weaknesses are and might try different areas, like with Christ, to try an area that might be the one that trips us up?
The reality is that Satan knows our weaknesses better than we know them ourselves. And that thought should give us serious cause to pause, to reflect, and to entrust ourselves ever more deeply to the providential and protective care of God. The one thing Satan wants us to do is to take our eyes off God. So Satan will distract us with all sorts of things that look expedient, easy, convenient in the moment. But it's all an effort to take our eyes off God. As soon as we begin to trust in ourselves or trust in our own strength or trust in our own accomplishments or believe that we can provide our own meaning to our own lives, our own satisfaction, then that's when Satan is able to deceive us, because we've taken our eyes off God. And Satan will use anything he can to try to confuse and distract us. He'll even use Scripture, as we see in these temptations. Satan believed, obviously, in God because he knew who Jesus was. But Satan did not entrust himself to God, did not commit himself to God. And as a result of that, Satan wants to take us away from that trust in God as well.
Is that temptation there to do it in our own power, something that can really make us stumble if we've lined up a lot of things we want to not do and good things we want to do during Lent and, you know, take our eyes off God and think, well, okay, I'm going to do all these things and then it'll be fine. But that's really not the point of it, nor a great way to have success either.
No, it isn't. In fact, it becomes very Pelagian at a certain point, you know, where we believe that we are capable of our own strength, of accomplishing our own salvation or our own grace. St. Paul tells us that we can do all things through Christ. And so the key is to always place Jesus at the center of our lives and to rely on him to be our strength. You know, anyone who is relying on their own strength to navigate the difficult circumstances and challenges of life is really both deceiving themselves, and they're also really selling themselves short of the incredible grace and strength that Christ wants to give us. It isn't just people who deal with struggles like recovery from addictions or something like that who know their need for Christ. That's a freeing reality that God wants all of us to experience. But sometimes our capabilities and our strengths actually blind us to the fact that God is the source of our power and not ourselves.
Taking a look at Sunday's Gospel from Luke 4, 1 through 13, Jesus' temptation in the desert with Bishop Daniel Muggenberg today. The devil and our Lord bandied about Scripture just a little bit, the devil not using it correctly, but do we find, as Christ did, that proper use of Scripture is a great tool in fighting off the tempter?
It is not just a tool, but it is actually one of the most important key tools that God has entrusted to us as a source of grace and as a source of real ongoing prayer and communion. And it's that prayer and communion which preserves us in the hand of Christ, from which no one can snatch us. And so our ability to pray over the Scriptures, reflect on the Scriptures, apply the Scriptures properly, pray for the gift of the Holy Spirit to help us interpret the Scriptures. You know, as St. Paul says, test everything, retain what is good. And we can only know what's good when we do it in the Holy Spirit. And so to prayerfully incorporate the Scriptures in our lives and use the Scriptures to navigate our circumstances of every day is a very important practice for a mature disciple.
Simple as a line or two of Scripture might be, can we really stand on the fact that no temptation has befallen us that's not common to man, and God will provide a way out?
The Lord does provide a way out. And, you know, the first and foremost way he does it is by having Jesus confront these temptations in this gospel reading, and then by reminding us that as long as we are standing with Christ, that there is nothing that has power over us. But that relies upon our enduring communion with Christ. And so through these 40 days of Lent, it's really important that these are days of Lent in which we entrust ourselves evermore to the Lord, and we rely on his strength evermore in our lives. The worst thing that we can do in these 40 days is make it about us, you know, make it about our endurance, make it about our efforts only and our accomplishments only. If Christ isn't at the center of these 40 days of Lent, then we may have accomplished something when we reach Easter, but it will not have been what God has hoped for us. And so as we enter this season, it can only be a sacred season if Christ is at the heart and soul of it.
Let's fight that good fight, and thanks so much for the great insight into our gospel reading out of Luke chapter 4 for this weekend, the first Sunday in Lent. If you'd be so kind, Bishop Muggenberg, is to wrap us up with your blessing this week.
The Lord be with you. And may the blessing of Almighty God, who sent his Son to overcome the kingdom of Satan, the prince of this world, always be our strength and guide us through these 40 days of Lent. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.